Hospitals in New Hampshire and Vermont are making progress in the battle against a leading cause of death. Sepsis is triggered by infection and causes inflammation through the entire body. But hospitals are now intervening quickly to save lives. VPR's Charlotte Albright explains.
Nationally, sepsis strikes about 1 million people annually, and treatment costs an estimated $20 billion. Because the condition mimics other diseases, proper diagnosis and treatment can come too late. So between 25 and 50% of patients die in the hospital. But many hospitals now test blood immediately for sepsis and give intravenous fluids and antibiotic treatment within 3 hours of admission. Earlier this fall, those timely steps probably saved Kathy Gaudette's life in Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center's serious care unit.
I wouldn't be here today if it hadn't been for what they did, absolutely. And I really didn't realize how sick I actually was until I was in my bed in the ICU, and the doctor, who was absolutely fantastic the entire time I was here, told me, "You are a very, very sick lady, and we're going to do everything we can." And I saw my husband's look at the doctor, and he squeezed my hand, and that was pretty frightening. It really was.
Her illness started with a simple infection, and if Gaudette had entered Dartmouth-Hitchcock 6 months ago, chances are she would not have survived. Back then, Dr. Andreas Tanzer says, about a quarter of the patients who arrived with sepsis died in the hospital. 40% developed septic shock, which requires intensive care and can lead to organ failure. Those are higher rates than from heart attack or stroke.
But what makes it also a little bit different than stroke or heart attack, that it could hit anybody. It could be a healthy 16-year-old teenager being bitten by a spider in the backyard who develops sepsis in that fashion. So it truly can hit everybody anytime, anywhere, really.
Sepsis symptoms include elevated breathing and heart rates, confusion, fever, chills, and nausea. Amy Curley says she and other Dartmouth-Hitchcock nurses now make low-tech, split-second decisions, touching patients, eyeing them, estimating heart and breathing rates before ordering diagnostic blood tests.
So it is very basic but important nursing skills, and they do require some teaching of what we're looking for, but really basic nursing skills that I'm really glad to see us getting back to.
It took some time to get all staffers at the hospital to use the new protocols, but in 6 months, the death rate from sepsis has been cut in half at Dartmouth-Hitchcock. George Blyke, Chief Quality Control and Value Officer, says the medical center is teaching these interventions to other hospitals so that patients do not arrive on its doorstep too sick to save.
And it's in this science of healthcare delivery. This is huge. This is about improving the delivery and saving lives.
Anti-sepsis protocols are also in use at the University of Vermont Medical Center. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.